North Vancouverites are being treated to pleasing sounds and other free, family-friendly activities throughout the summer. North Vancouver Recreation and Culture is back with its live and local summer event series, with the first full program since 2019. The series features Friday night concerts, Thursday music and arts pop-ups at several urban plazas and more intimate live music sessions on Tuesdays. Concerts are held at Lynn Valley Village and Panorama Park, 6 to 8 p.m., with acts like Beatles tribute band The Fab Fouriver, July 14, and reggae group Mostly Marley, July 28. Catch the Thursday pop-ups, also 6 to 8 p.m., at Civic Plaza, Lynn Valley, Rogers Plaza and Lions Gate Community Recreation Center Plaza. Featured there will be live music, dancing, temporary tattoo artistry and crafts. The Tuesday sessions feature local acts in a more intimate setting than the concerts. Most happen at Lynn Valley Village 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with a couple at Edgemont Village, 5 to 7 p.m. There you'll find Vancouver vocalist Emma Curry, July 25 and August 15, the Metro Senior Swing Band, August 15, and Mom Bop, July 18, a colorful group with original tunes, for young ears and those who are young at heart. There will also be big games days at Lynn Valley Village Plaza every Monday and Wednesday, from 1 to 3 p.m. until the end of August. The big games, like Giant Connect 4 and Jenga, are a great way to get kids doing some fun outdoor activities that don't require a lot of hands-on supervision from parents, says NVRC Theatre and Events Supervisor Neil Scott. And the artist sessions are a great way to pick up some lunch and go and sit in the courtyard there at Lynn Valley Village just outside the library, and listen to some great music. The concerts can draw big crowds, especially with gorgeous backdrops like Indian Arm. I'm personally going next Friday with my husband, Scott said. We're picking up a picnic and we're going to sit on a blanket and eat dinner and listen to some music, referencing the Fab Fouriver performance. Scott and NVRC are recommending people take alternate transportation if they're able, especially for the Panorama Park events. Deep Cove is tough enough to navigate by car as is, with roadwork on Gallant Avenue adding to the difficulty. On top of that, the concerts can draw anywhere from 300 to 700 people, Scott said. More information about Deep Cove parking can be found on the District of North Vancouver website. Pop-ups at Rogers and Lions Gate Plazas are new additions this year. We're expanding our locations to try and include as many areas of North Van as we can, he said. For the full list of events, visit the Live and Local webpage.